Now, Andy, you were mentioning, you know, the farmer's market down there, and we're going to have a farmer's market here. And so I guess that kind of leads into, like, what can Grand Rapids learn from Detroit, and what can Detroit learn from Grand Rapids?
Sure. You know, one of the things when we brought the Detroit delegation to Grand Rapids that they were really impressed by was the amount of confidence that Grand Rapids has in the future of Detroit, because I think we have a recognition that Detroit really is the face of Michigan, and we need it to be successful for all
sure.
the rest of us
yeah.
To be successful. So I think they were really buoyed by that sense of confidence
mm-hmm.
in where they're going and just the tremendous capacity they have for all this entrepreneurial growth that Jeff was talking about
sure.
On their trip. So one of the things that they also took away from Grand Rapids, I believe, was the collaboration that you hear a lot about, just how we work together, public-private. And, you know, maybe that's a function of the size of the town and community that we have, that we're able to do that so well.
Mm-hmm.
But especially with everything that's happening right now with consent agreements and emergency financial manager talk, they really need that more than ever right now
sure.
to pull together to get the finance in order to support all the great things.
Are they able to do something that's similar to what Grand Rapids has done in the past with the private-public deals?
I think that that's something that they need to work on more
okay.
To pull together. We're definitely ready to support them any way that we can
sure.
to get them through this tough time, because the last thing we want is a bankrupt city.
Absolutely.
That's going to be running out of cash. Now, I think there's a lot that we can also learn from Detroit when you're talking about these opportunities to support entrepreneurial activities. How can we do a better job looking
mm-hmm.
at them, whether it's, you know, urban gardens or whatnot, or what they've done with even their waterfront
sure.
Or their urban market that we can take back. As we, you know, had the business focus in their trip here in late September, I think there's also just a general realization that there already are a lot of businesses that have relationships across the state.
Mm-hmm.
So how can we leverage that better so that we're buying services from each other, we're leveraging all that creative talent to support Michigan as a
sure,
whole,
sure.
both of our communities.
Well, and hopefully it inspires them and Detroit to see that collaboration, there are rewards to it. Like, there isn't just one pie and you only get
right.
so many slices from
right.
it. That Grand Rapids has become quite a national model for collaboration, these public-private partnerships.
Mm-hmm.
I just heard about one that was between Amtrak, the DDA, and the Rapid to bring the new Amtrak station, and it blew my mind of how the federal government and everybody involved just like worked together to make these land swaps, these things happen, to make it all happen.
Right.
And hopefully the people, the leadership in Detroit will see that, hey, if we do work together, we can actually grow the pie. There's rewards to it. And not to say that we know everything and they don't know how to do things, but they do have a tradition of not getting along very well in Detroit, the city,
mm-hmm.
Wayne County, Oakland County, all these different government units.
Sure.
You don't need to go very far in the papers to read these stories of this fighting going on.
What I loved about the message that Sam Cummings participating, and he's a big, you know, champion of Detroit as
yeah.
well as, of course, Grand Rapids.
Of course.
But I loved the phrase that he had, is that we need pioneers, not passengers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, raise your hand, step up, make a difference,
sure.
you know, if you care
right.
about both communities. And I think that's a message that resonates both in Grand Rapids and Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
I just think with the situation, Detroit could use a heck of a lot more of it immediately
yeah, right.
To address some of these problems. But, you know, there are still a lot of excellent, awesome things happening there
sure.
That we can all learn from.
Sure.
Well, and there's such a big, it's a big city, 4 to 5 million people. Oh, they have.
Just about to go there.
They yeah, have, sorry, Andy.
They still have 43% of the state's population in Southeast Michigan.
Right.
They have more technology. They're one of the most concentrated areas of technology jobs in the country, almost more than Silicon Valley. But it's a lot of it's in Oakland County and Livingston County and in some of the outer areas.
Sure.
But they still have that pull, and Dan Gilbert and what he's doing with Rock Financial and all of his different companies and the development projects he's doing. He brought in Twitter. He got Twitter to come to downtown Detroit.
That's great.
There's a lot of stuff they can do that we don't really have
mm-hmm.
the power and the size to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, again, like you said, Andy, it's really important as the face of Michigan that we help, whatever way we can,
right.
help Detroit succeed.
Well,
or at least
to essentially be one Michigan.
Yeah. At least not trip them up. At
sure.
least not put them down or say,
right.
you know, there's things that we can do. At least get out of their way or
right.
try to.
Well, I think that there's a lot that each side of the state can learn from the other. And it sounds, you know, like things are in a good position at this point in time.
It was interesting. Who was the woman, Andy, that spoke at the end? I actually went on the chamber tour of what we did of Art Prize and took people around downtown. Everybody that was in my group was blown away, obviously, by the crowds downtown around the Ford Museum,
sure.
Public Museum. They couldn't believe it. Like, this is, they kept saying, this is a destination city. This, mm-hmm. We had no idea that you guys were doing this. But there was a woman who spoke, and I don't remember who it was, but she said the biggest thing she had taken away from the whole weekend, and I believe she's in the Detroit Chamber, she said, it seems like you guys have more confidence in us than we have in ourselves.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's a refrain we heard a lot. And from the Grand Rapids side, you know, they were trying to push the Detroit folks to come up with some just wacky out there goal to help galvanize the city of Detroit. And mm-hmm. what got talked a lot about was, let's put together an Olympic bid for the city of Detroit. And some of the Detroit folks, their eyes got big and they said, well, I don't know if we're ready to do that. But Grand Rapids folks were like, yeah, let's go for it. Because
right.
that would just be great for not only the city, but the entire state.
Absolutely.